It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery start at home. That's why I teamed up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects my water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, I added a Culligan Reverse Osmosis bottled quality water right at my tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system, or $9.95 a month is the low cost for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love, go Big Red. All right. I kind of went all over the place that first segment. I started to talk about Osborne going for two and then almost forgot to come back to it. Talked about a whole bunch of things. Alluded to a clip of Bud Crawford that we never played. Is there anything off the text line? Let's go off into the weeds again, and then we'll come back to the Bud Crawford clip.
Just a few thoughts here. Again, someone agrees with us. Only problem Netflix call was Max Kellerman's ignorance on boxing. So Max Kellerman was the only real loser of the fight.
So, well, I agree with that. Well, I do agree with that. He doesn't have boxing ignorance. He's actually highly intelligent. But it's like, okay, I actually genuinely like Kirk Herbstreit. But he has absolutely been influenced by the ESPN SEC network that he works for. So it's like someone like Kirk Herbstreit going on air after the college football playoff games last year where certain teams got blown out and him talking about basically the record doesn't matter. Who you beat doesn't matter. We need to put the best teams in. In other words, our opinion matters more than what actually happened on the field in the regular season. The problem is all the teams he was hinting at lost, from Alabama to South Carolina, etc., in the bowl games. That was Max Kellerman. He can't handle Canelo's power. How's he going to do it? Just watch out. He's outboxing him, but... No, Max Kellerman knows what he's talking about. Now, I don't think he was influenced by Netflix. I could be wrong. He was just stubborn as all get out in his prediction, and it infiltrated everything he said to, through, and after the fight. That's my take on it. What do you think, Jake?
I can't say too much about during the fight. I guess I wasn't listening to too much of the call, I should say. I mean, like I said, it's kind of flipping back and forth. But for me, it was just the post-fight where he just seemed to be a little bit off. Again, I don't know what that was. You know, he's part of the way he kind of made his way up through ESPN was boxing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was so he is a boxing guy. But even his questions were just kind of like, they're just kind of weird. It's like, well, you lost the fight, or are you as good as you once were? It's just kind of like, dude, I just let me breathe here for a second. I don't need to reflect back on 10 years ago.
Do you think Stephen A. Smith got him fired off First Take on ESPN? Do you buy into all that hoopla? What do you think?
I have to go back and remember the details of all. I don't remember, but I do remember that being a thing.
I don't watch First Take anymore. It kind of became, I don't know. It was kind of ridiculous in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But the last time I watched it, and I watched Max debate Stephen A., I consistently thought he was out debating him and making better points. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. It's unnecessary, you know, national sports ESPN drama that really is irrelevant. But it was funny because Max called the fight and they announced Stephen A. Smith in the crowd. And as they're announcing him, I'm like, I wonder what Max is thinking right now. That dude got me fired, if that's what happened. All right, anything else off the text line?
Also, people are interested. Says 1922 says UCLA needs a coach. Also, 0778 pointed out PJ Fleck is rumored to be among UCLA's top choices for new head coach. Thoughts?
Do you want, like, okay, in all seriousness, is UCLA a good job? Chip Kelly left to be an offensive coordinator. By the way, what's happened to Chip Kelly since he left UCLA? Won a national title as an OC at Ohio State, and now is the highest paid, $6 million a year, offensive coordinator in the entire NFL. What's happened to UCLA since? Brought in a legend, a guy who'd never been a coordinator as their head coach. Decent first year. Yeah. And then three games in, he's fired after they get mollywopped by a bunch of G5 teams. By the way, who won the Nico Iamaliava, Joey Aguilar trade? Not even
now.
Close. Yeah,
it's over now.
Huh?
It's basically over now. Three games in, it's already written.
It's not even close. And I'm willing to bet, I don't know this for a fact, I'm willing to bet UCLA paid more for Nico than Tennessee paid for Joey. And I know they lost to Georgia on Saturday, but what a great game. Did you watch that game, Tennessee-Georgia?
Game of the year so far, yeah.
Dude. And Joey played well. You put up over 40 points on Georgia, you played well as a quarterback. That was a great game. That was a phenomenal game. I had a hard time. I was rooting for Georgia simply because I wanted to be right because I picked Georgia, and I'm stubborn like that. But I had a hard time not rooting for Tennessee because I actually wanted them to win. But I wanted to be right more, so I was rooting for Georgia. All right, let's play the Bud Crawford clip before I completely space that off, and then we'll proceed with the show.
Say, diamond shine here. Why? Because I'm from Nebraska. I'm from Nebraska. What comes out of Nebraska? That's what they say. Diamond shine anywhere. Make a believe.
It don't have to be a long clip. Diamond shine anywhere. What comes out of Nebraska? People say not much.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't even get offended by that anymore because I've heard it so much. And I also think it's, Jake, say it with me, not ass a 7, not ass a 8. It's ass a 9. Like, seriously. That's the perception, okay? And what's the saying that Rule's been saying and Bud would say, anybody can be a nobody? Which I think is why he went after Canelo. Anybody can not go after Canelo. Anybody can be a nobody. That's why he wanted the fight. You want to do something different, you got to be willing to do what other people aren't willing to do, and that's what he did. And he's proud to rep Nebraska because nothing and nobody comes out of Nebraska except corn, right, Jake?
Just that's corn. Right.
All right. I want to get to the picks. That wasn't what we had next on the dot. I just want to get to the picks. I don't know how I did. Like, I don't know actually how many I got right. I just feel like I did good. Okay, so you're 4-6 so far. I'm 4-6. Like, so let's go through this game by game. And let's celebrate if I come out ahead, and we'll move on if you do. All right, what do we got? Well, first of all, we both got Bud right, so that makes us 5-6. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna count that.
we need it. We can use it. Then our other 10 games. We'll start with. Let's see. There was two that we both. Should I start with the ones that we both missed?
Sure. Just start with that. Get out of the
way. So we both picked UCLA to beat New Mexico. We didn't see it coming.
That game wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And I was frustrated because we've been rooting for the upset somewhat. And New Mexico had the lead. They were up 14-7. It's like 30 seconds left in their first half. It's like third and goal or whatever. They go for it. Fourth and goal, they go for it. It's like, dude, just take the two possession lead in the half. What are you thinking? It worked out for them.
They won 45-10. I think it worked out all right.
It did, but at the time I was like, man, you're going for an upset on the road. I don't know about that.
All right, just call us Scott Frost because we're both 5-7 right now. That was so unnecessary. I apologize. Is he 3-0 down at UCF?
2-0. All right. North Carolina this week.
Ooh, Frost and Belichick.
That's right.
Coaching matchup of the century. What's next?
We also both picked Minnesota, and they lost to Cal.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ankles. Ankles with no socks. Or what is it? Dress clothes with no socks? All right, here we go.
All right, let's go to the Friday night game. We both picked Houston to beat Colorado. That happened. Ooh. Houston won 36-20.
Dude, are you... Okay. I think everyone knew Colorado wouldn't be as good. You don't lose a Heisman Trophy winner and a first-round talent at quarterback without regressing a little bit. Are you surprised Colorado's in the spot that they are? Two losses already. Did not look good against Houston. Are you surprised? Are you concerned for them at all, Jake?
Well, I'm not concerned for the Buffaloes. But, I mean, especially, you know, hot potato at quarterback. I just don't know. I mean, there's things that Deion has done that have worked out. A lot of that, you know, Heisman Trophy winner and a top 10 quarterback, whatever way you feel about him, one of the top 10 quarterbacks in college football last year, is going to help. But I just wonder if the overcoaching, the over moves, trying to do everything different, eventually is going to catch up to him.
So you're not surprised?
I'm not particularly surprised.
I'm not either. Go ahead. Next.
And I think it also has, I mean, no, I'll go. So Arizona and Kansas State, you picked Arizona. I thought Kansas State could come back. Kansas State is legit bad this year. If you watch that game, 23-17, Arizona wins. K-State has some couple big plays, but they can't get anything going.
All I heard was I'm now 7-8 and you're 6-9. That's all I heard.
Well, that's true.
Selective hearing, just like my kids.
We'll go to the Georgia-Tennessee game. We talked about that. You predict the Bulldogs. I predicted Tennessee to finally get the win, 44-41. Tennessee had it lined up with that field goal. Were you nervous?
I absolutely was nervous. But again, I was torn because I really wanted it to go through. I just wanted it to be right as well. So either way, I was going to be happy, and either way, I was going to be unhappy. It really didn't matter, but it was such a great game.
LSU beat Florida. We both predicted that. LSU media not happy. We'll get to that later in the show with the victory.
Should we just roll the clip now of Brian Kelly?
We can.
Let's roll that clip. We'll pause. We'll play the clip of Brian Kelly, who just loves people in the media, so I guess.
Post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question?
Brian in the back. I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
Should we respond when we come back from break, or you want to go right into it?
We better take a break.
All right, we'll respond when we come back from break.